Masechet Baba Metzi'ah, Perek Yod, Mishnah Aleph. This Perek will deal with properties that are owned by two people. We'll first talk about neighbors who live in a house that is two stories, one on top of the other, one on the bottom floor, one on the top floor. Here we'll talk about a house that fell down, that collapsed, and the apartments, the two-story apartments that we had, were both destroyed. How did the owners divide all of the supplies, all the material that were found in the destruction? Mishnah says, "Habayit v'ha'aliyah shel shenayim shenaflu," a two-story house owned by two different people that collapsed. Shenehem holkim ba'etzim u'ba'avanim u'be'afar. Both of these people divide the wood, stones, and all the dirt that was found in the destruction. It all is relative to the size of the apartments. If they were the same size, they split the material 50-50. But if the apartments were a different size, then we break it up by the equity that they owned in this structure. That's if all of the stones were whole or all of them were broken, they just break it up evenly. But if we see that some of the stones are whole and some are broken, and we could determine how the house collapsed, how it fell in, then we could divide up the stones based on whose stones probably broke. A person would rather whole stones than broken stones. We could determine which stones likely made the house break and which stones are therefore broken. For example, let's say the house caved in. If the house caved in, we can make the assumption that the lower floor stones broke and caused the rest of the house to fall in. And therefore, when we have these stones now on the floor, the upper floor stones are whole. So the person who owned the apartment on the upstairs could take the whole stones, and the person who lived on the bottom floor would take the broken stones. And the opposite for, let's say, the house fell over to its side by a strong wind. The stones that are on the upper floor in that situation likely broke because they fell from a higher place. And then the stones on the bottom apartment, they probably remained whole. So therefore, when we're dividing it up, we give the person who owned the top floor the broken stones, and we give the person who lives on the bottom floor the whole stone. So it all depends on also how the house broke and fell in. If haya ehad mehin makir miksat avanav notlan. If one of the owners recognized some of the stones that were there amongst the unbroken stones as his, he would be allowed to take them, even though they're more valuable than the other stones. Ve'olot lo mina hashpon, but they're counted to the total amount of unbroken stones he would be entitled to. Let's say, the way we break things down, he's supposed to get 50 unbroken stones. So if he, amongst those, the rubble, he says, oh, these four stones, I recognize them, they're definitely mine, we give them to him, but they're not like in addition to the 50 that he would get. They're part of the 50 that he would get. So he would now be able to collect 46 additional ones that he does not recognize.